Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting second. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carl Willie. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Taylor. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ron Taylor. And now, play ball. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial takes first base on ball four. Grote moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal takes first base on ball four. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Neal moves to third. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. the Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki takes first base on ball four. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell strikes out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flood. The throw from Coleman and he is out, Fernandez applying the tag. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a pop-up. Foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Canel, who is chasing the ball. Javier reaches third base with a triple. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sawatzki is walked intentionally. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 0 for 1 in the game. Willie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell bunts towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Javier covering, for the out. Willie moves to second. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Grote is called out on strikes. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Musial hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cannell. Musial reaches second base with a double. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Cardinals, 1. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. the Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fernandez. Javier moves to second. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willie fields it and throws to first for the out. Javier moves to third. One out. Leo Burke pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier misplays the ball. That's an error on Javier. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Willie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Choo Choo Coleman. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie scores. Thomas moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Mets. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-3 in the game. Snider strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Norm Sherry now catching. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a line drive into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Musial hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. White juggles the ball. That's an error on White. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing right field. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Willie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Cannell reaches second base with a double. Ed Botton now pitching. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hunt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Pearsall now playing center field. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Sawatzky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 2, Cardinals, 2. Charlie James pinch hits for Ed Botta. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is called out on strikes. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Flood strikes out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Groat reaches second base with a double. Galen Sisco now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Diomedes Olivo now pitching. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-4 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Harkness hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sawatzki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duke Carmel pinch runs for Stan Musial. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-4 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carmel moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Javier hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Sawatzki hits a line drive towards first. Harkness reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel now playing left field. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a fly ball towards left. Carmel settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Carmel. Neal moves to second. Bob Gibson now pitching. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fernandez bunts towards the mound. Gibson juggles the ball. That's an error on Gibson. Neal scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Mets. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Oliver pinch hits for Bob Gibson. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.